Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
If job security, service to country, and federal civil service employment interest you, consider a seagoing career with the U.S. Navy's Military Sealift Command. While earning a competitive salary, you will be able to apply your skills to a position in the communications, navigation, engineering, culinary, or supply departments onboard our vessels. Learn more about these careers at www.sealiftcommand.com or call 1-877-JOBS-MSC to take command of your career.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this New Year's Eve edition of the League Wraparound. This is the weekly show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this week's program, we'll give you a recap of Week 16's most important games. Of course, we also have Josh Miller back on the program. He is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the NFL's Cincinnati Bengals. We talk the Bengals game against the Ravens, the Bengals upcoming game against the Chiefs, and so much more. And of course, we pay a tribute to the legendary John Madden, who he lost this week. And also, a rest in peace to actress and comedian Betty White, lived a long life at the age of 99. So rest in peace to Coach Madden, and also rest in peace to Betty White. And before we get to the tribute to the coach, we have to start off with Week 16's most important games in the National Football League. And we're going to start off with the Thursday night matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Tennessee Titans. It was a close one, but the Titans would go on to beat the 49ers in a close field goal, 20-17. Then we had the Christmas Day games. The first game was between the Green Bay Packers and the Cleveland Browns at Lambeau Field. Green Bay took control for the first half of the game, but the Cleveland Browns would come back and score more points. But in the end, it was all Packers. The Packers would go on to beat the Browns 24-22. And then the Christmas night game was between the Indianapolis Colts and the Arizona Cardinals. The Colts controlled it for most of the way. The Cardinals fell short due to turnovers and missed field goals. Indianapolis would go on to beat Arizona 22-16. The Los Angeles Rams took on the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota, a close game towards the end, but the Rams would go on to beat the Vikings, final score 30-23. We had the Baltimore Ravens going up against the Cincinnati Bengals. It was all Bengals, as Cincy would go on to beat their AFC North rival Baltimore, final score 41-21. The Pittsburgh Steelers took on the Kansas City Chiefs. It was all Chiefs, as Patrick Mahomes and the company handled their business, beating Pittsburgh, final score 36-10. Sunday Night Football saw a debacle between the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington football team. It was all Dallas, as the boys beat up on Washington 56-14. And Monday Night Football was between the Miami Dolphins and the New Orleans Saints. The party may have started off well for Ian Book, but it ended very badly. Miami's defense and, of course, Tua and the offense handled their business, as the Dolphins would go on to beat the Saints, final score 20-3. And those were the most important games from Week 16 in the National Football League. I want to start off with my top three storylines. And the football world and just the world of pop culture in general was shaken up by the loss of John Madden this week. You know, Coach Madden during the 70s was known as a Super Bowl winning coach. He never had a losing season in his coaching career. 103 wins, 73 losses, and one tie. 103 wins, 32 losses, and only seven ties. He never had a losing season in his head coaching career. That was dominance. Now, unfortunately, I didn't come around until the 80s, so the only thing I remember about Coach Madden, remember about John Madden being a head coach is through watching NFL films and seeing his work with the Raiders when they were in the AFL and later transitioning into the NFL. So, again, as a head coach of the Raiders, he won an AFL championship in 1967, and in 1977, he won Super Bowl XI, beating the Minnesota Vikings. Now, coming up in the 80s, I remember Madden very well as a broadcaster. Of course, between the 1980s and the early 1990s, Madden had a successful broadcasting partnership with Pat Summerall at CBS Sports between the 1980s and the early 1990s, covering primarily the NFC games on CBS. And then when CBS lost the NFC package, they transitioned over to Fox Sports, where they worked together between the mid-90s and the early 1990s, covering primarily the NFL games for that network. And I got to tell you, I remember very well in between the 80s and the early 90s when Madden and Summerall were at CBS Sports. And then when they moved over to Fox, that was not small potatoes at all. That was a big deal. I mean, the hype behind that was real with Madden and Summerall going over to Fox. That was huge. And they had some classic games during their time together at the network. So after Madden's contract was up at Fox, he would take his talents over to ABC Sports, where he teamed up with Al Michaels to broadcast Monday Night Football between the early to mid-2000s. And then when ABC, of course, they lost their NFL package due to the network being bought by Walt Disney, Michaels and Madden moved over to NBC to broadcast Sunday Night Football, where they worked together from 2006 to 2009 before Madden announcing his retirement from broadcasting in 2009. So during his broadcasting career, Madden covered 11 Super Bowls for four different networks. I mean, this achievement makes him the only sports broadcaster to cover Super Bowls for all four major American television networks, and the only sports broadcaster to work for the four major American television networks, that's CBS, Fox, ABC, and NBC. And during his broadcasting career, he won 16 Emmy Awards for Outstanding Sports Analyst and Personality. And, of course, when you think of John Madden's announcing style, you think of the exciting interjections like boom and doink and whack and whap and stuff like that. And, of course, the Telestrator, for those of you that are too young to remember what the Telestrator is, it was basically a device that he used to draw diagrams or plays over video. Just YouTube it and type in John Madden Telestrator. You'll love it. And, of course, the video game, having a great relationship with Electronic Arts, EA Sports, with the video game. And, man, he was definitely somebody that was full of wit. Of course, the Thanksgiving tradition, offering players on the winning team the turkey leg and, of course, the turducken, which is consistent of a chicken stuffed into a duck and stuffed into a turkey. I mean, just out of this world. And, of course, the Madden Cruiser that he traveled to broadcast venues, and it was basically a Greyhound bus that he would travel in, because he didn't like to fly due to being claustrophobic and his inability to see things while traveling. So he traveled in this Greyhound bus that he affectionately called the Madden Cruiser. And, man, you know, what a life. And then he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2006. Again, John Madden passing away at the age of 85. But, man, just so colorful, so dynamic, just taking a complicated sport like football and making it simple. That's what he did. He was a coach at heart, broadcaster, pitch man, you know, whatever he was, man. To his core, at the heart, he was always considered himself to be a coach, and that was that. And again, rest in peace to one of the greats of all time, broadcaster, coach, you know, motivational speaker, pitch man, John Madden. We'll definitely will definitely never be forgotten, man. Thanksgivings were already different when he wasn't doing the broadcast anymore. They're going to be a lot different now. But, hey, plenty of turkey legs or turducken to go around, whichever one you choose. And, again, rest in peace to the great John Madden. All right, let's move along now to my next storyline. My next storyline is going to be the Washington football team. What an embarrassment that was by the WFT on a Sunday Night Football. They were getting beat bad by the NFC East rival Dallas Cowboys. But what really took the cake in the first half is when we had teammates Deron Allen and Jonathan Payne just going at each other. And, I mean, there were reports that were said that Allen had put his hands on Payne. And the next thing you know, you see the two gentlemen going back and forth having this shouting match. This was ridiculous. I mean, we know the Washington football team. It's a franchise that's been in dysfunction for quite some time now, from top to bottom, from the ownership to several executives to how the scandals that have taken place involving cheerleaders and staff members. It's just been a nightmarish decade and a half for Washington. And a change is going to come, in the words of Sam Cooke. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. Oh, yes, it will. And a change has got to come for the Washington football team in front of a primetime worldwide audience on Sunday night. You have two players that are good. They're going at each other like that. And I know they were getting beat very bad. They were getting beat. I mean, Dallas had their number on this day, but come on. Come on. I mean, Deron and Jonathan, you guys were teammates at Alabama. You should know better than this, and Washington should know better than this. Will they improve from this? I think they will improve from this. They have to improve from this because, as they say, what goes up must come down, but what is down will eventually go up slowly but surely. We'll have to stay tuned for this situation because, man, it's not good right now for the team in the DMV and the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, and that's the Washington football team. My last storyline is going to be COVID-19. COVID continues to impact not just the NFL but other major sporting leagues and just everyday life in general, just human beings just trying to get through their day and handle business and take care of their business. Currently, here's the COVID list as follows. From the Arizona Cardinals, D.J. Humphries, Breon Borders, Marcus Golden, and Sean Harlow are on the COVID-19 list. And, I mean, you know, the Cardinals, they have a big game coming up this weekend against the Dallas Cowboys, and they are slipping down in the playoff standings, and that's not good at all. So, again, on the COVID-19 list for the Arizona Cardinals are D.J. Humphries, Breon Borders, Marcus Golden, and Sean Harlow. For the Atlanta Falcons, Jason Spriggs, Jonathan Bullard, Jalen Hawkins, also Hayden Hurst, Felipe Franks, Richard Grant, Brandon Copeland, Tajay Sharp, James Vaughters, Tyler Davidson, and Marlon Davidson. The Baltimore Ravens have tight end Josh Oliver. For the Carolina Panthers, Tommy Trimble, Darryl Johnson, Hassan Reddick, P.J. Walker, Sam Tecklenburg, Brian Burns, Shaq Thompson, Marquise Haynes Sr., and Phil Hoskins. For the Chicago Bears, we have tight end Jesper Horsted. For the Cincinnati Bengals, Trey Waynes, Trent Irwin, Jermaine Pratt, Brandon Allen, and Darius Phillips. And meanwhile, for the Cleveland Browns, Elijah Lee, Alex Taylor, and Tony Fields II. We have for the Dallas Cowboys, Francis Bernard, Jaquan Hardy, and Simi Fehoko. For the Denver Broncos, Jerry Jeudy, Bradley Chubb, Bryce Callahan, Mike Ford, Bobby Massey, Stephen Weatherly, Tim Patrick, Calvin Anderson, Caden Stearns, and Mike Purcell. From the Detroit Lions, Khalif Raymond, Michael Brockers. We also have Brock Wright and Josh Reynolds. For the Green Bay Packers, it's a lot. Elgton Jenkins, Randy Ramsey, Corey Bohorquez, Tyler Davis, Kingsley Kiki, Oren Burks, Mercedes Lewis, Ben Braden, and Amari Rogers. Houston Texans, Danny Amendola, Rondell Carter, Chris Moore, David Johnson, Lonnie Johnson Jr., and Titus Howard. Big COVID-19 diagnosis from the Indianapolis Colts. Quarterback Carson Wentz is on the COVID-19 list, followed by Jaleel Adai, also a TJ Carey, Malik Jefferson, Marlon Mack, and Braden Smith. The Jacksonville Jaguars decimated with a lot of players on the COVID-19 list. Shaquille Griffin, Andrew Wingard, Cam Robinson, Jaden Mickens, Dylan Moses, Rudy Ford, Jacob Hollister, Damian Wilson, Malcolm Brown, Kalavon Chaisson. Also, we have Andrew Norwell and Ben Bartsch are on the COVID-19 list. For the Raiders, it's a lot of players. There's Carl Nassib. Also, we have Jordan Simmons, Darren Waller, Will Compton, Casey Hayward, Corey Littleton, Denzel Perryman, K.J. Wright, and Marcus Mariota. For the Los Angeles Chargers, tight end Jared Cook, Kenneth Murray, also Devontae Harris, Dustin Hopkins, Chris Harris, and Nasir Adderley. From the Miami Dolphins, Adam Butler, John Jenkins, Brandon Jones, and Preston Williams. For the Minnesota Vikings, quarterback Kirk Cousins is on the COVID-19 list, and that's big because they have a big game coming up this weekend against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football. Not good, man. It's the tough times that we're in our world right now. Very, very tough. Meanwhile, for the New England Patriots, Brian Hoyer, Matt Judon, and Jawan Bentley are all on the COVID-19 list. For the New Orleans Saints, Eric McCoy, Marcus Williams, Ryan Ramczyk, and Dwayne Washington. For the New York Giants, Darius Slayton, Dexter Lawrence, and Danny Shelton. For the New York Giants, Bryce Hall, Quinnen Williams, and we also have Sherrod Neesman. From the Philadelphia Eagles, Derek Barnett. For the Pittsburgh Steelers, Anthony McFarlane Jr., Devin Bush, and Zach Banner. For the San Francisco 49ers punter, Mitch Wishnowski. From the Seattle Seahawks, Damian Lewis, L.J. Collier, and Bless Austin. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two cornerbacks now on the COVID-19 list, Jamel Dean and Sean Murphy Bunting. The Tennessee Titans, Julio Jones, Bud Dupree, Buster Screen, D'Amico Autry, Jaylen Brown are all on the COVID-19 list, as well as Nick Westbrook-Akinney. And for the Washington football team, Antonio Gibson, Eric Flowers, Tressway, Sam Cosmi, and Darryl Roberts. So there you go. That is the COVID-19 list currently in the National Football League. And again, just like a lot of professional sporting leagues have been hit hard with this, and in everyday life, man, the NFL is, I don't know, I'm praying that we can get to the Super Bowl in February in Inglewood, where a lot of important players will not be impacted by this. This is so tough, man. This is very tough. I mean, hey, this is the circumstances that we're in right now. It's very, very tough. You know, all players can do is stay safe. If they're vaccinated and they're boosted, you know, kudos to them. If you're unvaccinated, you know, the choice falls on you. I'm not, again, this is not a political show, and we don't want to, you know, sway anybody or how they feel about things, but make the best choice for you, because COVID-19 is still a very real thing, and that's all I have to say about that. All right, that's my top three storylines. And before we go to commercial break, I want to give you the current playoff picture in the NFL. Let's start with the AFC. The Kansas City Chiefs are currently the number one seed, and they have clinched the AFC West with a record of 11-4. Now, Kansas City has clinched the division, but they have not gotten home field as of yet because they have to win two more games. Now, currently, the Tennessee Titans are the number two seed in the AFC. They have a record of 10-5. They're the leaders in the AFC South. The Cincinnati Bengals are currently the number three seed. They have a record of 9-6. They're in first place in the AFC North. And the fourth seed belongs to the Buffalo Bills. They are currently the leader in the AFC East division with a record of 9-6. So currently the number one seed is Kansas City. The number two seed is Tennessee. The number three seed is Cincinnati. And the number four seed is Buffalo. And currently in the wild card positions, the fifth seed are the Indianapolis Colts with a record of 9-6. The sixth seed are the New England Patriots with a record of 9-6. And the seventh seed are the Miami Dolphins with a record of 8-7. And the teams that remain in the hunt are Baltimore, Los Angeles Chargers, Las Vegas, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Denver. And let's move along now to the NFC playoff picture. The Green Bay Packers currently hold the number one seed. They have clinched the AFC North division. They currently have a record of 12-3. They have not clinched a first-round bye or a home field as of yet, because there's still a lot of football left to be played. But Green Bay is currently the number one seed with a record of 12-3. The Dallas Cowboys are currently the number two seed. They have clinched the NFC East. They have a record of 11-4. The Los Angeles Rams have clinched the playoff berth. They have the third seed. They are currently the leaders in the NFC West with a record of 11-4. And then the fourth seed belongs to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have clinched the NFC South. They have a record of 11-4. So currently in the NFC, the top seeds, Green Bay is 1, Dallas is 2, the LA Rams are 3, and Tampa Bay is number 4. Now let's move to the wild cards. The fifth seed belongs to the Arizona Cardinals. They have clinched the playoff berth. They have a record of 10-5. Now remember, the Rams and Cardinals are jockeying for position in the NFC West. So again, with two games remaining, things can change. Either the Cardinals can win both of their games and the Rams lose both of their games, and Arizona would win the NFC West. But if it falls the other way, the Rams can hold on and would win the NFC West. But for the moment, Arizona is the fifth seed. They're one of the wild card teams with a record of 10-5. The San Francisco 49ers hold the sixth seed. They have a record of 8-7. And the Philadelphia Eagles are the seventh seed. They hold a record of 8-7. And here are the teams that have remained in the playoff hunt: Minnesota, Atlanta, New Orleans, and Washington. So that's how the playoff picture currently ranks in the NFL. Man, it's a lot going on right now. There's so many things that have to go right mathematically for teams to hold spots, and there's so many things that have to go wrong mathematically for teams to gain a spot or try to move ahead, man. It's just a lot going on. It's that time of the year, man, where teams are just making a mad scramble and then some, man. So the playoff picture, it's never a dull moment in the NFL. Just never a dull moment. Playoff pictures get scrambled. And, man, it's I don't know what to say, man. It's just unbelievable. But when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Josh Miller. He is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. It's the podcast dedicated to covering content related to the NFL's Cincinnati Bengals. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the League Wraparound. And before we go to break, here's John Madden talking about buckets. Very interesting, as he's referring to the Gatorade buckets, and a strange analogy. But rest in peace, Coach. We'll be right back.
There's, we see the buckets. Now there's a third bucket this week. I think what happened, there's always been like a mother and father. Like, this is a father bucket, this is a mother bucket, and since the last game, they had a baby bucket. So this is a baby bucket. So they got three now. There's always been two. One's going to go to Parcells, one's going to go to another assistant, and one will go to a player later in the game.
I guess that clears up the question as to whether they're married or not.
Well, they got married. Yeah, they got married in that baby bucket.
That's Ruth's son over the right side and out of bounds by Steve Wilson. That's the bucket.
I mean, the bucket, you know, that's how big it is. I mean, third year in the league, and then you ask questions like, is it married? Yeah, bucket's married. Bucket, you got a family bucket? Yep, got a baby bucket. And then brought the ice because we're in California. Family.
Heavy ice.
See, the baby can't sit up there with the mom and dad, though.
5:51 left to play. Roussan went out of bounds. First and 10.
If job security, service to country, and federal civil service employment interest you, consider a seagoing career with the U.S. Navy's Military Sealift Command. While earning a competitive salary, you will be able to apply your skills to a position in the communications, navigation, engineering, culinary, or supply departments on board our vessels. Learn more about these careers at www.sealiftcommand.com or call 1-877-JOBS-MSC to take command of your career.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.
In passing yards and passing touchdowns.
And Burrow with a first and 10. Mixon in the backfield, and he's hit off right out of the blocks that time by Washington. And a big-time hit in the secondary with the completion out to the 41-yard line. It's a gain of 10. And on that quick slant, they got Higgins. He's into the secondary and brought down by Bynes. First and 10, fake to Mixon. Moving up Burrow and down wide open. He's got Higgins again inside the 15. First and 10. Outside they go. Uzama gets the ball. Again, Evans in the slot. On the outside, caught by Chase. Drilled by Clark. Was he in? At the three. Yes, sir, he was.
Work.
There's a second down and 7. Nice block by Jonah Williams in downfield. Look at this. On the fly, Boyd, foot race. That is 6. Leaping into the end zone. 68-yard strike.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of CBS Sports. That was Kevin Harlan on the call. In Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow went off in this game. He threw for 525 yards and had 5 touchdown passes in the win over the Baltimore Ravens in Week 16 of the 2021 NFL season. To talk more about that game, also Mr. Burrow and the Bengals' next game, an important game against the Kansas City Chiefs, we want to welcome him back to the program. He's the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show, Mr. Josh Miller. Hey, Josh, welcome back to the program, and happy holidays, my man.
Ed, what's going on, man? Thank you so much for having me on. Happy holidays.
Same here, man. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Josh, give me your takeaways from the Bengals game against the Ravens.
I mean, it was just an absolute beatdown that I believe that this Cincinnati team wanted to do to another AFC North team to kind of establish themselves. Like, this is how it's going to be for the foreseeable future. This is what's going to happen. You let Joe Burrow cook, you're going to single up our receivers, you're going to single up Jamar and T, and you're going to let us let loose. Joe Burrow's going to let loose, and, you know, that's exactly what happened. It was great to see it, and finally we delivered what I believe is the knockout blow to the Baltimore Ravens for the AFC North title.
Yeah, it appears to be that way. I mean, consider we know Baltimore was really decimated. Of course, Lamar Jackson, again, did not play for the second week in a row due to an ankle injury. So let's get right into this game. And, again, the Bengals offense, we're going to get more into Joe Burrow in just a little bit. But the receivers, I mean, T. Higgins, 12 catches for 194 yards and 2 touchdowns. And, of course, Jamar Chase, 7 catches for 125 yards. T and Jamar just went off in this game. Give me your thoughts on their performances against the Ravens.
Well, this is just something that I believe has been a long time coming for the Cincinnati Bengals, especially this year. I mean, obviously, when we drafted Jamar Chase, you know, there was a lot of, like, should we take Panay and anything like that. But once it happened, everybody was like, well, this offense could really be high-powered. They could really let loose on teams. And, you know, who are you going to guard? And in this game, it was kind of like, who are you going to guard? Who are you going to take away? You're going to take T away, and then he still gets a 194. You're going to take Jamar away. He still gets 125. You're going to take Tyler Boyd away. He still gets 85 yards with a tutty. It's almost like – it's just like relief. Like, okay, this is what we've been looking for. This is what it's this is what's going to happen in Cincinnati for the foreseeable future. And this is going to be our offense. This is going to be our identity.
All right, fair enough. And again, man, it's like a two-headed monster right there with T and Jamar. And also contributing on the offensive side was Tyler Boyd. Three catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Tyler's performance in his game.
Tyler is just that guy he hasn't gotten enough touches through the year. And, you know, you were hoping that it's like, okay, I hope he's not getting lulled to sleep. I hope he's, you know, happy with the amount of touches he's getting, because we were still winning those games. But now that teams are taking away T. Higgins and they're taking away Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd's opening back up, and it's almost like he's just right back to where he was last year and the year before. I said it last time I was on your show. It's like, I would love to see Tyler Boyd get some more touches, and he finally has, and he's making the most of it. He's big on third down. He was big on third down against the Broncos, and then here he still makes plays. He has a real long, nice touchdown pass from Joe Burrow to him, and you know, he really shows us, like, you, who are you going to guard? Like, you got to pick your poison with the Bengals. So he's playing really well in the slot. He's got us out of a lot of really big chances and big third downs.
Absolutely. And then, of course, Joe Mixon did his thing on both the running and the receiving side. 18 carries for 65 yards and a touchdown. And he had also six catches for 70 yards and a touchdown. Just give me your thoughts on Joe's performance in this game.
I mean, he's one of our best weapons. When you can get him going, you can get him at least above 50 yards and more, and then you can get him going in the passing game. It's just he's so lethal, and he's so versatile. We're starting to see that they're starting to use him more in the passing game, and that's something that we wanted to see out of Zach Taylor's play calling. We wanted to see Joe Mixon get more out in space. We wanted to see him be more involved in the passing game, and you saw it here. He gets six receptions for 70 yards, and then he gets a touchdown with it too. He can make plays. You get him out in open space, there's no telling what he can do. I mean, he's just that talented. And then also on the ground game, he can also just pump the rock, and he can punch through some lines. And then, you know, if he's getting stacked up and gets stopped up, you can move him outside, run him out on the outside. He's just very versatile. He's a great weapon to have.
All right, and then another weapon on the offensive side, C.J. Ozama, five catches for 36 yards in the game against Baltimore. Just give me your thoughts on C.J.'s play in this game.
He's not going to have those numbers like Travis Kelce is or George Kittle is, but what he does away from the ball and what he does with the ball is something special. He's one of those tight ends that looks for contact. He goes right at the defender because he knows he can either bowl him over or throw a stiff arm and get some extra yards. And then also on top of that, in the blocking scheme, in the blocking game, he's really, really good. And then he also gives this safety valve to Joe that allows Burrow to look downfield and know that it's like, okay, if nothing's going to be open, I can dump it down to C.J. Ozama. And that is just another security blanket that Joe has that allows him to, okay, now I can open up, I can let these routes develop a little bit more because I know that C.J. is going to be ready to go, ready for my pass. And he does well with that, and C.J. does really good with that, and he's really fit into that role.
All right, awesome. Let's move along now to the other side of the ball. And on the defensive side for the Bengals, Trey Hendrickson, Pro Bowler Trey Hendrickson, two tackles and a sack in this game. Trey did his thing in this one. Give me your thoughts on Trey's performance in this game.
I mean, how great is this guy? He's already got the consecutive games with a sack record for the Cincinnati Bengals. I know he's going for the NFL one. He gets two more here. He's just been an absolute powerhouse. He's been the best free agent signing that the Bengals have had probably in their entirety of a franchise, because you know it's still obviously the signing free agents for the Bengals is very foreign, but finally we're getting into it. But he's been the best, and he's just been on fire. And you know, he really brings a pass rush that this Bengals team did not have last year. And now he's on the tandem with him and Sam Hubbard on the other side. And they both work so well. And it feels like every play, if you watch Trey Hendrickson on that side, he's getting held pretty much every single game. So, you know, he's been a great addition to have. He's really helped his defense, especially when we've been so depleted in the linebacking room.
All right, and then the last time I had you on the program, Josh, we talked about Vaughn Bell. Well, Vaughn came through in this one, two tackles and an interception in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Vaughn's play in this one.
And he's just a leader. He's just, even though he's maybe not getting the numbers that a top safety would get, he's still out there. He's making plays. He's controlling the defense. Again, like I mentioned before, this linebacking room has been so depleted, and it's been really hard for them to catch back up with that. But he's really starting to help out this secondary, especially when it comes to guarding the best guys on the other team. We had some trouble with Mark Andrews, but then at the end of the day, Von Bell still, was able to get this team, cinched up tight and then got the interception to kind of close it out. And basically it was coffin nails after he picked it off. So he's been playing really well, and hopefully he continues that.
All right, and then, of course, last time I had you on the show, Josh, we talked about the impact that Joe Burrow has had immediately, not just with the franchise, but with the whole Cincinnati metropolitan area as well as the state of Ohio. And we know about his meteoric rise going from LSU to being drafted to the Bengals. Only in his second year in the league, he has already made big strides. In this game, 525 passing yards and four touchdowns. I mean, Joe, great talent, and also give a lot of credit to his offensive line in this game as well. Just give me your thoughts on Joe and his play in this game.
I mean, it's just historic, basically. So that's that 525 yards. That's the most a Bengal has ever thrown in a single game, four touchdowns, and then he lays it on top of it on a division rival that called him out before. I don't know if you saw, but the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens before the game made some comments. Now, was it a little taken out of context? Yeah, but Joe Burrow made it apparent to say, okay, yeah, these comments that the defensive coordinator made, like, I was still thinking about that when I was throwing for these many yards and these many touchdowns. He wanted to lay it on. And, he's just been – he's been absolutely incredible, and he was incredible against the Ravens. And I told you this last time I was on. I was like, if this Bengals team is going to go anywhere, if this team's going to do anything big in the as in winning the division or winning a playoff game, Joe Burrow's going to have to cut down on his interceptions. He had zero here. He had zero last game. He's been playing clean football. And you could tell he's looking through his progressions a lot more. You're seeing him become a more – tightened up quarterback. And then on top of that, his improv is absolutely incredible. He can scramble out of the pocket. He can make plays. He really is the guy. Again, a lot of people would like to redraft, and some would take Justin Herbert over Joe Burrow, but I'm still taking Joey B every time. It's just, you see his progression, and I think he's, out of that class, he's still going to be the best quarterback here. And I think he's the top five quarterback in the NFL right now.
Indeed he is. I mean, and like you said, Josh, he's the right person for the franchise. And I think some people – and to give credit to Justin Herbert as well. Justin is a phenomenal talent, but Joey B, as you said, he's just phenomenal as well. He currently is top five right now in the league. I want to stay with Joe for a moment. I noticed that the NFL – really, since Thanksgiving, has had a huge rise in COVID-19 cases. Joe Burrow, of course, always wanted to speak his mind. There's never a dull moment with Joe. He says that the reason there hasn't been any COVID cases on the Bengals roster is because there's a lack of a nightlife in Cincinnati. Is that true, Josh?
I'll tell you this right now. I've had plenty of nights in Cincinnati, some that I don't remember, but I've had plenty of nights in Cincinnati where the nightlife has been quite fun. I think it was kind of a poke fun at the city that he's in. I don't think he really meant anything by it. I thought it was kind of funny to see kind of some of the fans kind of, get a little up in arms. But there's plenty to do here. We got plenty of great restaurants. You go down here, you got the Banks, which is like right in between the Red Stadium and the Bengals Stadium. Got some great bars and stuff. And then if you go over to campus, which is where, I'm from, and it's going to be really lit on campus on Saturday. On Friday. And there's things to do. I don't think Joe does that much. I think he's a stay-at-home kind of guy now. I know he's sacked up, and he's almost about to – I'm pretty sure – I know he's got a girlfriend. I don't think he's engaged yet, but I think he's heading that way. So I don't know how much he gets out.
Okay, because I said, man, when I talk to Josh, I'm going to ask him about that comment Joe made. He says not much nightlife in Cincinnati. Let me ask him this to reaffirm that. So, okay, so you heard it first from Josh. He says there's plenty of things to do in Cincinnati, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of having a lot to do, Zach Taylor, this is only his third year as the head coach of the Bengals. Man, what a turnaround, a quick turnaround it's been for him. First year, 2-14. The COVID year last year, 4-11, 4-11-1. So far this year, he's 9-6. Just give me your thoughts on Zach and how he's progressed so far as the head coach of the Bengals.
I mean, it's just he gets better and better each week. You see his progression through the years and through the weeks, and he's not one to shy away from taking a lot of blame. You see a lot of times in his losses, you see it if you go back to the loss against the 49ers when, you know, he decided to run the ball towards the end and kick a field goal in overtime rather than going for the touchdown. He got a lot of criticism for that. And you know it, then he comes out and he takes full responsibility. He says, yeah, that loss is on me. I need to, you know, I should have put it in Joe Burrow's hands. And he should have. But you're seeing him get better and better each week, and that's what you want to see. You want to see progression. You don't want to see regression. And, you know, Zach Taylor's done that. And then also on top of that, excuse me, his play calling is getting better, and he is letting Joe Burrow cook more, and he's letting the ball swing a little. If he can keep doing that, keep trusting his offense, and then throwing a little here and, you know, a little something here and there, this team could be really good and be really good for a long time. So I'm really happy that Zach is finding the success that he is, especially with the amount of flack that he's received over the past couple of years.
All right, rightfully so, and hopefully he can build on the program for many years to come. So now we have a big game for the Bengals. They're going to be at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City, they've clinched the AFC West division. They're, for the moment, they're the number one seed, but a lot can change because Tennessee, Buffalo, and Cincinnati is right at their heels. Cincinnati could possibly be the number one seed if they can win this game this weekend. So let's start off with the Bengals' defense. They're going to have their hands full because Patrick Mahomes is a once-in-a-lifetime talent. Tyreek Hill is going to be playing in this game. Travis Kelce is expected to be back. No Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's expected to miss this game. But Mahomes, Hill, and Kelce, that's enough. So, and Josh, what do you think the keys, what do you think the strategy is going to be for the Bengals' defense to neutralize Mahomes and the Chiefs' offense?
Well, if you want to draw up a game in which the Bengals are going to struggle with a matchup, it would be the Kansas City Chiefs, because not only do the Bengals, are they depleted at the linebacking room, they really do have a problem with stopping the tight end, especially if the tight end is their playmaker. You look back at Mark Andrews in both games against the Ravens. He tallied over 100 yards with a touchdown in both games. And then on top of that, you go back to George Kittle. George Kittle absolutely decimated this Bengals secondary. So basically what you have to do is you got to find a way to get – so have somebody else on the Chiefs beat us besides Travis Kelce. Shout out to UC, by the way. But you have to find a way to force Patrick Mahomes to throw the ball away from Travis Kelce. You can't let him beat you. You got to find a way to double team him. You got to find a way to contain him, because at the end of the day, I go with what a Vince Lombardi quote is here: don't let their best guy beat us. If the Chiefs are going to beat us, we're going to have to let their second or third guy beat us. Now, is that Tyreek Hill? Could be. Then we could scheme around Tyreek Hill or just find their next best guy. That's who's going to beat us. But it can't be Travis Kelce. Because if Travis has, you know, over 150 with two touchdowns, then the game's pretty much probably decided.
All right, let's move along now to the other side of the ball now, where we have the Bengals offense has been red hot as of late with Burrow and Mixon and Chase, and also with Higgins and Boyd and company. And what do you think the strategy is going to be for the Bengals offense to score against Kansas City defense? We know that Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu has been battling some injuries. Kansas City's defense has been hot as of late with the likes of Frank Clark and Chris Jones. So what do you think it would be the strategy for the Bengals offense to get points against Kansas City's defense?
It's going to have to come down to how balanced can we be. Can we run the ball effectively in order to get the pressure off of our wide receivers and then get them open? I would put this receiving core pretty much against anybody else in the NFL, but that being said, Kansas City still has a good defense. There's a reason why they've won as many games as they have. There's a reason why they've clinched the AFC West. It's because they got a pretty good defense. You got to be able to get this ball out. You got to let Joe Mixon, you know, get some yardage. Have him get some confidence in him. Have the offensive line get some confidence. And then also on top of that, it really is going to come down to the offensive line. You mentioned Frank Clark, who is an absolute powerhouse. I mean, he has had some injuries back and forth, but he's still out there. He's still got the defense, you know, ready to rumble. And it's going to be decided in the trenches. And if the Bengals can get a really good ground game going, they can get Mixon to over 100 yards, which I do believe they can, then they can spread out their wide receiver room. And then they can start using T. Higgins. You can start using Ja'Marr Chase. And then also on top of that, these guys just make plays. So a lot of times you're going to have plays where Joe Burrow is just going to throw it up to T. Higgins, who's in double coverage, and T is going to go up and get it like he did against Baltimore. Or Ja'Marr Chase, you're going to throw him a 5-yard route, and he's going to turn into a 25-yard route. So you got to maximize your explosive plays, basically, and then you also got to get a good ground game going. Take that heart and soul right out of the defense. But it's going to be a great matchup. If you all are a gambling man, I would say bet the over. Bet your entire life savings on the over. I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow. So you already called it already. Bet your entire life savings on the over already.
Yeah.
Then. And as you said it, you know, it's all about balance. And normally a running game is always key. If you get a running game going, that sets the tone for a lot of things. And especially this time of the year, the weather gets a little bit colder and things of that nature. What's the weather forecast going to be in Cincinnati, Josh?
Well, with Ohio, it's different every day. It was 73 yesterday. And today it was 20 and spit and rain. And then, you know, tomorrow it'll probably be 55. And then on Sunday it'll probably be probably freezing cold. And then so I haven't checked the weather yet, but I can't imagine it's going to be good. But to be fair, both of these teams play in cold weather cities. I know Kansas City can get pretty chilly. And, you know, Cincinnati is – it's just hit or miss with the weather here. So it's going to be good. I don't think the weather is going to be that big of a factor for either team just because I think they're both used to it. So I think it will come down to it. I'm really hoping for a really disgusting, you know, football weather type of day because I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of, like, a lot of snow or a lot of rain and such or just really bad weather football. But I'm a fan of it. So I don't think it'll be too much of a factor.
Yeah, rightfully so, man. The best games are always played in bad weather, and definitely hopefully we have a classic on Sunday with Kansas City and Cincinnati, and that's Josh Miller from the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. Josh, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just let the listeners know what the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show is all about.
Hey, thank you very much, Ed. I really appreciate you having me on. So the Back Row Bengals show is basically a podcast. We go Tuesday and Thursday. We just talk about the Bengals. We are not going to be going this Thursday because I will be traveling down to Dallas tomorrow to go watch the University of Cincinnati Bearcats beat up on the Alabama Crimson Tide. I can't wait for it. So I'll be traveling tomorrow. So you can find me there. Find me on any podcast network. And then also on top of that, if you like to read blogs, go over to fansided.com. That's fansided.com. Head to the Bengals side, and you'll find blogs all from the Back Row Bengals show. And that's me writing it. So definitely head over there, read some of those blogs, and basically talk about the Bengals. But on FanSided, you could pretty much look up any sort of content. So basically, that's where you can find me. You can follow me on Twitter, at Back Row Bengals. So that's at Back Row Bengals on Twitter.
All right, awesome. One more time, Josh. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show, and any websites that you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Absolutely. So on Twitter, you're going to be able to find me at Back Row Bengals. That's at Back Row Bengals on Twitter. Go to any sort of podcast, the Back Row Bengals show, or the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. You can find my podcast there. Pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts. You can find my YouTube channel, which is Back Row Bengals. It's the same thing as my podcast. And then also you can find my blog on fansided.com. That's fansided.com. You just go in there, go to the NFL, go over to the Bengals side, and then you can find my blogs on the Bengals part. So I'll be over there, and then you can read all of the blogs from the Back Row Bengals show. So but anyway, that's pretty much how you can find me.
Awesome, and you heard it from him again. He's Josh Miller, the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. It's the podcast giving you the 411. happening currently with the NFL Cincinnati Bengals. Josh, again, it was great, my man. Thanks again. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Ed, my guy, I'd love coming on. I can't wait to come on again, brother.
Awesome. Thanks again, man. We'll be back with more right after this.
In passing yards and passing touchdowns.
And Burrow with a first and 10. Mixon in the backfield, and he's hit off right out of the blocks that time by Washington. And a big-time hit in the secondary with the completion out to the 41-yard line. It's a gain of 10. And on that quick slant, they got Higgins. He's into the secondary and brought down by Bynes. First and 10, Baker Mixon moving up Burrow and down. Wide open, he's got Higgins again inside the 15. Through there. First and 10, outside they go. Uzama gets the ball. Again, Evans in the slot. On the outside, caught by Chase. Drilled by Clark. Was he in? At the three. Yes, sir, he was.
Court.
This is second down and 7. Nice block by Jonah Williams in downfield. Look at this. On the fly, Boyd, foot race. That is 6. Leaping into the end zone. 68-yard strike.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly. Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly. Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly. Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa wines are already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Stella Rosa wines are already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa wines are already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Goodyear blimps log over 100,000 miles every year covering major sporting events. They've had a beautiful day today. Enjoying it up there, guys?
Now, they're inside now, but inside isn't in the middle or on top. That's underneath, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, if you look at that thing, yeah, I never figured, I couldn't, see, they're down in here, in this group here, I think.
They are. I hope they are.
I don't know why they didn't get up above or something. I don't know why they're underneath it.
That's not Troy Aikman's house.
Hey, you notice Pat, Troy Aikman's trying to grow a beard, and he just can't do it. I mean, you know, the blonde-haired guys, a lot of them have trouble, but I can't even, I'm looking as close as I can, and I can't see any beard, but he's been, that's a four-day beard, isn't
well,
it?
It's a passive attempt.
But it's very, very passive.
Here's Terry Allen. Out to about the 20. There it is.
You know, here it is, but see, I mean, he got a little in here. And a little up there. Here, but he doesn't have anything here at all. Watch, when you take it off, he doesn't have anything going up in there.
You got to give him time. He just had his 29th birthday.
I know, but I don't think he's doing a very good... I'd quit. I mean, you know, I mean, like if you've been working out for like 4 days, and that's all you get, and the going gets tough, if it's that tough, just quit.
Well, you can't just quit.
Yes, you can. Well, that's what I'll say. When the going gets tough, quit. Never lose.
And that's a coach's saying, and I heard. Incomplete from Shuler to Allen.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. A big special thank you to Josh Miller. Excuse me, big special thank you to Josh Miller, the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. It's the podcast dedicated to covering content related to the National Football League Cincinnati Bengals. And, of course, you heard coming out of the break, again, the tribute continuing to John Madden explaining a very interesting explanation about Goodyear blimps and, of course, talking about having on the telestrator drawing a beard on Troy Aikman. That definitely Coach Madden was definitely a man that was never lost for words. All right, let's get now to Week 17's most important games. Let's preview Week 17's most important games. Let's start with the Los Angeles Rams going up against the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens were embarrassed terribly by their AFC North rival Cincinnati Bengals last week. So we don't know if Lamar Jackson's going to be playing. The status remains unknown. His ankle is still hurting. It looks as though Brett Hundley could be the starter for this game. Meanwhile, the L.A. Rams are riding a high right now, beating the Minnesota Vikings last week in a very tough game. They're in the mix right now in terms of possibly getting the number one seed in the playoffs. Who knows what could happen with that, but the Rams are going to have to win out. And, of course, Green Bay and Dallas are right in front of them, and then Tampa Bay is in the mix as well, so we can't never – the Rams can definitely not let their guard down when it comes to things going on in the NFC. Should be in an effective game. The Rams are going to be playing in one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. That's Baltimore again. Lamar Jackson or not, the Ravens are still going to come bring it because the Ravens still have a chance to get into the playoffs as well. They're in the playoff hunt, so the Ravens have got a lot to play for. The Rams have a lot to play for. This is going to be a good one. I think what's going to be a great game is in Cincinnati between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals. When we talk about two impact players, the future of the NFL is now. Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. Mahomes and Burrow, these two quarterbacks, when these two quarterbacks do well, the Chiefs and the Bengals play well. And we've seen Kansas City, they decimated Pittsburgh last week at Arrowhead Stadium. I mean, they put a beat down on them. As for the Cincinnati Bengals, they put a beat down of their own as well, beating the Baltimore Ravens. So we've got Mahomes against Burrow. We've got Clyde Edwards-Helaire is most likely won't play in this game due to an injury. But it's really going to be about the quarterbacks and really about the pass offenses in this game. Kansas City's defense has come along very strong the last several weeks. Cincinnati's defense, they've made some big plays the last several weeks as well, but it's really going to come down to quarterback play with Mahomes versus Burrow. Chiefs, Bengals, it's going to be a good one. Next game is going to be the Miami Dolphins going up against the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee, again, and this is going to be an interesting game for the Titans. Now, the Titans, they beat the 49ers on last Thursday night on Thursday Night Football. However, what a difference a week makes. They're decimated by the COVID-19 list. You have Julio Jones is on the COVID-19 list, followed by Bud Dupree. Nick Westbrook-Akinney is also on the COVID-19 list. So things can kind of change a little bit for the Titans, but they've got Ryan Tannehill. Their defense can hold up enough. They have D'Amico Autry. D'Amico Autry is also on the COVID-19 list as well. So a lot of things are happening with the Titans. Now, as far as Miami is concerned, they beat New Orleans on Monday night, and the week before that they beat the Jets. So Miami currently holds one of the wild card spots in the AFC, but they have to win out if they want to maintain. As for Tennessee, Tennessee is currently the number two seed in the AFC. You know, they can possibly take the number one seed from Kansas City. Kansas City's one, Tennessee is two, Cincinnati is three, and then Buffalo is four. So anything can happen within these last two games. Remember, if Miami, they have to win out to maintain that wild card playoff spot. Tennessee has to win out and hope that Kansas City can at least lose one game, and Tennessee could come in and possibly take the number one spot. Miami and Tennessee, a lot at stake in this game. The next game that I have is going to be the Las Vegas Raiders against the Indianapolis Colts. First, for the Indianapolis Colts, man, the Colts won on Christmas night last week, beating the Arizona Cardinals, going out to the desert and handling their business. A turn of events that have happened for the Colts this week, Carson Wentz being diagnosed with COVID-19. That's a bummer right there, but they do have a strong running game with Jonathan Taylor, who has been phenomenal this year and is going to be a candidate for the league MVP and the Offensive Player of the Year. As for the Las Vegas Raiders, the Raiders come in, they beat the Denver Broncos in a close game last week, 17-13, and then the week before that, they'd gone to beat the Cleveland Browns. So the Raiders, again, they're in the playoff hunt. Indianapolis currently is the third, is a wild card team, Indianapolis currently holds the fifth seed in the AFC. Las Vegas is in the playoff hunt. Both of these teams cannot afford to lose any games. This is must win for both of them. And the Colts are definitely going to be searching for some answers as far as the passing game is concerned, because no Carson Wentz for this week due to being on the COVID list. So Raiders and Colts, it's going to be an interesting thing. And then the Raiders had their own issues with a lot of players on the COVID list as well. So this could go either way, as we have a good one in the Midwest in Naptown with the Raiders and the Colts. Next game, the Philadelphia Eagles going up against the Washington football team. First, for the Eagles, they embarrassed the New York Giants last week, and then the week before that, they beat division rival Washington football team. And guess what? They're going to play the division rival Washington football team again in Week 17. This time, the game will take place at Landover, Maryland at FedEx Field. Now, the Eagles are riding a high right now. The Eagles currently are the seventh seed in the NFC, and the Eagles are on a roll right now. Jalen Hurts is effective. Miles Sanders won't play in this game. He has a broken hand, but I think Jalen Hurts, he'll be enough to handle a lot of the running responsibilities as well as throwing the ball as well, hooking up with Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert. Defensively, the Eagles have been efficient the last several weeks, and they're going to be going up against a team that has been far from efficient, more like dysfunctional, in the Washington football team. A lot of people are still replaying that incident in their mind with Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen. And Washington, they've got to get it fixed. They've got to erase Dallas out of their mind, and they've got to get focused on Philly. Remember, Washington is in the hunt. Washington remains in the playoff hunt, but the Eagles are just riding a high right now, and the Eagles are marching to the DMV to try to pick up a victory. So Eagles and Washington should be a dogfight. Next game is going to be the Arizona Cardinals versus the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas embarrassed their NFC East rival Washington football team on Sunday Night Football. Dak, Zeke, Amari, CD, Michael Gallup, Trayvon Diggs, Micah Parsons, the list goes on and on and on. And they're riding a high right now. They're going to be going up against a team that has been on the lowest of the lows as of late, and that's the and this is the Arizona Cardinals. Now, this game is extremely important in terms of playoff seeding. Arizona, for the moment, is the fifth seed in the NFC. They have a wild card spot, but Arizona is still in the mix where they could possibly either take the number one seed from Green Bay, or they could take the number two seed from Dallas, or they could move up to the three seed and take the third spot from Arizona, maybe even take the fourth spot from Tampa. Who knows? So this game is extremely important for both teams in terms of seeding. Dallas needs to win to stay afloat with Green Bay. Arizona, Dallas needs to stay afloat, needs to win in order to stay afloat with Green Bay. Arizona needs to win to move up and to either take Green Bay or maybe take one of those higher seeds in the NFC. Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott. I mean, what more can you say, man? At Jerry World, this is going to be a phenomenal game. Cardinals, Cowboys. Sunday night football between the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. A turn of events that has happened with the Vikings. Kirk Cousins diagnosed with COVID-19. He will not be playing in this game. Dalvin Cook's battling an injury. Adam Thielen is back on the IR. So this is going to be the interesting situation. They're saying that Kellen Mond may get the start for the Vikings, but Green Bay has just been on a roll right now. The Vikings, they lost last week to the Los Angeles Rams. As for the Packers, they beat the Cleveland Browns on Christmas Day at Lambeau Field. Aaron Rodgers at the peak of his powers right now, just doing what he does best. Aaron Jones is running the ball. Devontae Adams. Defensively, Green Bay is so stout right now. Rasul Douglas has picked up his game to three notches. So Sunday night football at Lambeau Field is going to be a good one with the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. And Monday night football, an AFC North rivalry game between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Both teams are dysfunctional. Both teams are headed in the wrong direction, but both teams are still in the playoff hunt, and both teams can still win the AFC North. Depends on what happens with Cincinnati in their final two games. Cleveland, Baker Mayfield, we know the drama with him. We know the situation. Again, they had a chance to beat Green Bay on Christmas Day. It didn't happen. Baker throws four interceptions. For the Steelers, they were embarrassed by Kansas City on last Sunday night. Ben Roethlisberger saying this is most likely going to be his last home game as a Steeler at Heinz Field. We'll see what happens with that. But, you know, this could turn into a shootout right here between Baker and Big Ben. Cleveland and Pittsburgh, it's the AFC North. I expect a whole lot of fighting. I expect a whole lot of tackling. I mean, it's never pretty when you have Cleveland and Pittsburgh playing each other, and it's never it's always been a nasty rivalry between the Browns and the Steelers. So that takes care of the preview of Week 17's most important games. When I come back from the break, I'll have my game of the week for Week 17 in the NFL. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the League Wraparound.
Stella Rosa Wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, you're so cute. How do you know him?
Oh, Donovan, do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Let's go!
Look, dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Rosa.
Please celebrate respond.
There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is...
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease, from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus, from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now, excuse me, it's now time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow, two extraordinarily gifted individuals, two extraordinary quarterbacks, very gifted, very talented, and, you know, at the peak of their powers right now. Mahomes and Burrow. Man, the future of the NFL is now. And both teams have been great, and both quarterbacks, have been great ambassadors for their teams. Mahomes guiding Kansas City to the Super Bowl and guiding them to dominance in the AFC and throughout the NFL. As for Joe Burrow, his rookie campaign was solid. Unfortunately, suffered that gruesome injury last year against Washington. But since he's been back, he's been phenomenal. He's made a lot of strides. He's come in and he's willed his team to victory. So Mahomes and Burrow, they've been surrounded by a great supporting cast for Kansas City: Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, DeMarcus Robinson, Byron Pringle, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Darrell Williams. And for Joe Burrow, a talented receiving core with Ja'Marr Chase, with T. Higgins, with Tyler Boyd. You know, the list goes on and on. I mean, it's just been phenomenal for Joe Burrow. And this game is going to be very important for both teams because, number one, Cincinnati has a chance. If they can win it, not only will they have a chance to win the AFC North, there's a possibility that they can become the number one seed. It's a strong possibility that can happen. As for Kansas City, a win for them would mean home field and a possible number one seed throughout the playoffs if they can just win their final two remaining regular season games. What can you say? I think this is going to be a shootout between these two dynamic quarterbacks with Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. Defense is going to make plays when necessary, but this is clearly going to be about the quarterbacks in a pass-heavy NFL type of atmosphere where it's centered around quarterbacks. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a lot of stars in this one. But we got Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and just the great supporting cast of both teams with the Chiefs and the Bengals. The Kansas City Chiefs versus the Cincinnati Bengals, my game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I want to give you my winners on who I think will win Week 17's most important games. I'm going to start off with the Los Angeles Rams. I like the Rams to beat the Baltimore Ravens. My game of the week, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to cause the upset. I like the Bengals to beat the Chiefs in this one. The Miami Dolphins squaring off against the Tennessee Titans. I like Tennessee to win that game. The Indianapolis Colts versus the Las Vegas Raiders. I like the Colts to win that game. The Philadelphia Eagles squaring off against the Washington football team. I like Philly to win that game. The Arizona Cardinals versus the Dallas Cowboys. Going to be a close game, but I like the Cowboys to hang on to beat the Cardinals. The Sunday night football game between the Minnesota Vikings versus the Green Bay Packers. The Packers will beat the Vikings. And Monday night football, the Cleveland Browns versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Big Ben is going to be effective, but I like the Cleveland Browns going to Heinz Field, beating the Steelers. So here are my winners for Week 17's most important games. L.A. Rams, Cincinnati, Tennessee, Indianapolis, Philadelphia, Dallas, Green Bay, and Cleveland. And that's it. And that's going to wrap it up for this week's edition of the League Wraparound. Once again, a big special thank you to Josh Miller, the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. The podcast is dedicated to covering the NFL Cincinnati Bengals. Anything and everything that you need to know about the Bengals, check out the podcast, the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. And to you, the listeners out there, thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for a great holiday season, and thank you for a great 2021 campaign, and the best is going to get better. You best believe. And again, thank you, and again, I'll talk to you again next week. And again, on behalf of my family to yours, Happy New Year, and you've been listening to the League Wraparound. And once again, rest in peace to Betty White, and also rest in peace to John Madden. That's right, you know, Coach Madden, colorful figure, was never in a loss for words. And we're going to leave you now with an audio clip. This is courtesy of ABC Sports and the Walt Disney Company, as John Madden is telling Al Michaels about the turducken. Until next week, so long, everyone.
Monday Night Football, pre-Thanksgiving, brought to you by Budweiser, brewed fresh in America. Touchstone Pictures, The Hot Chick, coming soon to theaters everywhere. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers. And Chrysler, drive equals love. John, you're going to be home for Thanksgiving. I can't believe it.
I know where I'm going to be on Thanksgiving. I just wonder where those turkeys are going to be for Thanksgiving.
I have a feeling. I know. Kevin Barlow. Well, John, for years at CBS and Fox, it became a tradition, the turkey leg and all of that. And you brought to the knowledge of America the turducken, and so our friends at the Four Seasons cooked you a turducken.
Oh,
there it is.
What that is?
I think it's a turducken.
It is a turducken, but I got to show you how to. I can't show you. I need fresh turducken. I'm going to have crazy turducken. But anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way, because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck, stuffed in a deboned turkey, with dressing between the chicken and the duck, and the duck and the turkey. So as you cut down that way, you go turkey, dressing, duck, dressing, chicken.
You know, one of the great things about your coming over here is I'm able to ask you all of these questions, because for a lot of years I thought a turducken was some sort of a fowl crossbreed. But it's not.
Well,
it's just,
I mean,
three
I
different
mean,
things.
Yeah, yeah. It's really five different things. It's a chicken, a duck, a turkey, and two kinds of dressings.
And are you going to have one on your Thanksgiving table?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have one. I have to bring it though, but you know because it. Oh, here's
here
a
it is,
here's
here.
A here's a picture of one.
Turducken.
Yeah.
Well, picture. That's the, that is
what,
it.
And you see, you cut it like right down here. See, and then this is what it looks like inside. So you got turkey, then duck, and then dressing, and then chicken.
Oh.
And then you just have to do it that way, or
now,
if any of that makes sense.
Now, can I get some hoisin sauce with that? That's unbelievable.
You know the first time I ever had one of these, I ate it with my fingers, and then I had to shake hands, and I didn't know whether
to stay away from me. Second and seven, that pass is incomplete.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own.
Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Every year, compliance regulations change thousands of times, and every year, ADP makes thousands of seamless platform updates so businesses can focus on everything else, like running their business. Grow stronger with ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.